Princess Charlotte's Tips on Good Manners for Kids 4 to 8 Years Old by Elizabeth Shelby.
Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book plus downloadable audiobooks, perfect for keeping your kids entertained on car rides or giving you a few quiet moments to get things done. We have fun educational audiobooks kids can follow along with, delightful reading and coloring books for ages 3 to 12 years old. You can join our mailing list to get exclusive bonuses. Get new freebies, sneak peeks, and early access to upcoming books. Keep your child excited about reading all year long. Join a growing community of parents who want screen-free and creative fun for their kids. And don't forget to tell a fellow mom. Visit us at www.letscolorimaginations.com for more magical stories and coloring adventures. Happy listening.
Princess Charlotte's Tips on Good Manners. Don't pick your nose around other people.
Nose picking in public is gross and rude.
When you cough or sneeze, cover your mouth with tissue and handkerchief.
Sneezing and coughing without covering your mouth spreads germs and makes people sick. So, remember to always cover your mouth when you sneeze or cough.
When you feel like burping, cover your mouth and do it quietly.
Burping can make a sound and smell that's not nice, so try to be considerate of the people around you. When you feel like burping, cover your mouth and do it quietly. Afterward, say excuse me.
You must wear clean clothes.
You should wear clean clothes to be presentable and smell good. This will help you feel confident when talking to or playing with others.
Dress in a way that is appropriate for your age.
Wear clothes and shoes that are comfortable and modest. Be sure your clothes can let you move easily and that your shoes don't have high heels so you can walk and play without any problems.
You should keep your hair neat and away from your face.
You should always comb your hair and keep it away from your face so you look neat. You can use scrunchies or clips to keep it out of the way.
If you want something, say, please, or may I?
It is polite to say please when you ask for something. You should also say, may I, when you need to ask someone to do something for you.
It is polite to say, thank you, when someone does nice for you.
Always say thank you to show your appreciation for what other people do for you.
If someone say thank you, say you are welcome.
When someone says thank you for something, reply with, you're welcome. This will show them that you are happy that they appreciated it.
It's important to say sorry when you do something wrong and to mean it.
If you do something that makes someone else feel bad, you should say sorry. And then don't do it again.
If you want to talk to someone who is talking with someone else, say, excuse me.
If someone is talking to someone else, say excuse me and wait until they're done talking to talk to them.
When talking to someone, make eye contact and don't move around a lot.
You need to listen carefully and show that you are paying attention to the person you are talking to. You should not look away or do anything that can be disruptive, like biting your nails or playing with your hair.
Wait for other people to finish talking before talking.
When someone is talking to you, don't interrupt them. Listen to them and wait for them to finish before responding.
When talking to other people, don't shout.
You don't need to shout when you talk. It is better to use a moderate volume so that people can understand what you are saying.
Don't be a bully.
Bullying is bad because it is mean and disrespectful. It can also be really hurtful, even if it's just a joke.
Share things with others.
Sharing is a way to show that you care about other people. You can share things with them and have fun together.
Help other people.
When you see someone who needs help, it would be nice if you helped them. Your thoughtfulness would be appreciated by them.
Always try to keep the house clean.
You should always try to keep your house clean so that you have a comfortable and neat environment. You should do this at home, but also when you go places.
Follow your parents' rules.
You should obey your parents because they want what is best for you.
Don't talk back to your parents, yell at them, or throw tantrums.
Talking back, yelling, and throwing tantrums are very rude. Even if your parents scold you, you must still treat them with respect because they are only trying to help you.
You should always wash your hands before you eat.
You should come to the dining table with clean hands so you don't contaminate the utensils and food. You should also be presentable for others. So always remember to wash your hands before eating.
Sit up straight at the table with your feet on the floor. Keep your body parts that are not needed for eating at the table.
It is not polite to sit at the dining table in an awkward way. You should sit up straight and not put your elbows on the table. This will show respect for the other people at the table and make for a more pleasant experience for everyone.
Don't waste food.
It is not polite to waste food that someone has served you. So always try to finish your food and don't play with it.
You should not eat a lot of food at once.
No matter how hungry you are, only take small bites. Don't stuff your mouth because it is not polite at the dining table.
When you are eating, try to stay quiet and chew with your mouth closed.
Don't make noise when you eat. It is rude and disturbs other people. Eat with your mouth closed so that no one can see your chewed food.
Come to school on time.
Be responsible and show up to school on time so you don't miss anything important. Also, try not to disturb the other students in class.
Pay attention to your teacher.
You need to focus on the lesson and not talk to your classmates when the teacher's talking. This will help you learn, and it won't distract other people. Behaving well in class shows that you respect the teacher and your classmates.
Don't copy your classmates' answers.
You need to study hard and think for yourself instead of copying your classmates' answers because it is good for you. Cheating is not fair.
Keep your classroom clean. Don't leave any mess.
Be careful and respectful of your surroundings in the classroom. Help keep the room clean by picking up your things after using them and throwing away your trash.
Like this story? There's so much more waiting for you. At letscolorimaginations.com, you'll find fun, educational audiobooks, and coloring books made just for kids ages 3 to 12 with stories for every stage of growing up. Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book, plus early access to new releases, sneak peeks, and exclusive downloads. We're all about screen-free fun, creative learning, and sparking big imaginations, one story at a time. So join our family of book-loving parents and let's keep the magic going. Visit letscolorimaginations.com now. Your kid's next adventure is just a click away.